All right, so this is part two to the last episode that I did titled Compassion for You When Self-Care is Hard. Because I re-listened to that episode and it was so much more that I wanted to say. I felt like, you know how you go to an interview, a job interview, and when you walk out, you start to think about all the things that you could have said or should have said. And although sometimes that doesn't really matter, I still just wanted to address some of the things that is on my mind after listening to the episode. I really wanted to talk more about some of the self-care tasks that are hard, the specific tasks that are hard. I did mention your laundry and making your bed, and I mentioned some really great tasks, right? But there are other tasks too. Like, this is going to sound really funny, but you know, if you have a son, right? A young son, my son is 6, and he's learning how to pee standing up, and it's nasty, and he pees all over the toilet, and it's nasty, and I don't like that. But in order for me to have a clean toilet and a good smelling bathroom, because I did mention how I love a good smelling bathroom, a clean bathroom, I have to clean that up, right? And that is one of the self-care tasks that I was referring to when I said self-care can be disgusting, it can be hard. Another task is making balanced meals for yourself. That is one of the things that I'm learning to do. I think that I sort of grew up with food insecurity, as far as the resources that we had and the knowledge that we had around food. So one of the things that I do as an adult that I find I feel really good about after I do it is when I make a balanced meal for myself. And doing that can be really hard. It can be really hard. It can be almost excruciating to think about having to go in the kitchen and make yourself a meal. But it's one of those things that when you do it, and where when you're done doing it, you feel really good about yourself. We have to consider our future selves as we're making decisions throughout the day. And that can be kind of difficult because we are also taught that we have to practice being in the now, right? We have to practice being in the moment and not projecting into the future. And so for me, I was confused about that concept because it's just like, well, if I'm supposed to focus on the now, and I'm supposed to consider myself in the future, those are like polar opposite tasks. Like, how am I supposed to do that? And y'all know one of the things that I love to talk about is the gray area. Self-care is that middle ground. It's that gray area of taking care of yourself in the now, honoring yourself in the now, and taking care of your future self and honoring your future self. And so no wonder life can be so difficult, because before we make any decision about ourselves or for if we have children, for our kids, we have to consider so many different possibilities. So how in the heck do we move forward in life with so many unknown variables? How? Like, how do we manage that? I think a lot of us have anxiety because of that. And as I'm thinking about it and talking about it right now, there is a mixture between like jumping off the ledge and doing it,
And having like really thoughtful moments where you, right before you make a decision, you consider how you feel now, how you feel then, and how you're going to feel in the future. And so the thing about self-care is that you kind of have to consider all of that. You have to negotiate with yourself. You have to understand yourself and the ways in which you function. And even still, once you get to the point where you understand yourself and the ways in which you function, you're out of practice. You haven't practiced these habits. So now you got to fight against your old habits with the new habits, you know? And so, yeah, I don't know. I kind of wanted to wrap up my thoughts about that. I felt like listening to the last episode, I just felt incomplete. And I oftentimes feel like that listening to episodes. I just be like, ugh, like, I did not say this. I could have said that, or I should have said that. But, you know, I can't get it all out in one whop. I kind of just got to go with the flow. But yeah, self-care can be hard. Self-care is really hard for me. Taking care of myself is really hard. I oftentimes think about how if I'm struggling taking care of myself, how am I going to take care of a husband or more children? And that validates the fact that that's why I ain't got neither one. I just got my son because taking care of my own self is hard. And then having to add a little human in the mix of all of that can be very, very daunting. So how do I give myself compassion? How do I give myself permission to rest and not do it all at once? And as I mentioned, I don't know if I mentioned this. Yeah, I did. In the last episode, I mentioned how last week I had to break up my self-care tasks into days. I had to do like little mini habits every day in order to get back to the best version of myself, the version of myself that is well taken care of. And just remembering the concept of small mini habits and not underestimating the power of small mundane tasks. Like, I have been using this video on YouTube to walk, and I've been doing that for a couple of months now, and I'm finally, like, my pace is just getting quicker and quicker, and it's literally, like, I do it one day, 10 minutes, and in the beginning, I was like, oh, this is crap. Like, I wasn't even sweating. It wasn't hard. I mean, my heart rate would get up there a little bit, but I was just like, you know, if my knees ain't hurting, if my back ain't hurting, my thighs ain't shaking after a workout, am I even really working out? You know? And it's like, yes, girl, you are. Like, I've really learned that. Like, the power in the mundane small tasks really does matter, and they are so powerful. And so, just thinking about self-care and how I have to break them down into like small bite-sized portions, because if I try to do it all at once, that is my signal that I am headed in the wrong direction mentally and emotionally. Anything that I do, if I'm like going to the extremes to do it, I know, like, that is my personal signal that, girl, we need to go within and figure some things out. What are you rushing for? Why are you so bent on getting this done? Chill. And most times it's more of it's almost like a worthiness issue. Sorry, y'all, it took me so long to get that word out. But yeah, like, sometimes it's a worthiness issue. Like, once I do this task, I'll be more worthy. And it's like, no. Because we also don't want to overestimate the power of taking care of ourselves. Because if we think that one day of doing like really amazing things for ourselves is going to be the end all be all and really and is going to change our lives, that is what they call catastrophizing, right? Like, we're making something so simple and something that is supposed to be what it is, we're making it into this big, huge, life-changing event, and that is not the case. You know, one day you might decide to cook yourself a balanced meal, and the next day you might find that it's hard to cook that same meal, right? Like, your mind just doesn't even want to eat that. You want to go and eat some McDonald's or something. And you think like, oh, I just did it yesterday. Why can't I do it today? And it's just like, because, you know, that was yesterday. That was that one care task. Now you have to, there's a new day, and you have to figure out how to do the same care task that you did yesterday today in a different setting, because physically your setting might be the same, but mentally, emotionally, internally, girl, I wake up and I'm just like, not a totally different person, but a different person. Like, it just all really depends. And one of the things that I found so helpful recently is I was on YouTube watching this girl plan out her day. And for some of her stuff, like, she pretty much used her planner as a tracker for the day, because, like, she would use it for her meals. She would not plan out her meals for the week. She would just write down what she ate. She also used it for how she felt. She would not plan out how she wanted to feel, which is a good practice. You know, you want to be intentional and set the tone for the day. But she would, like, track how she felt that morning and that afternoon, then that evening. So that really inspired me, because I'm like, honestly, it gave me permission to allow myself to ebb and flow. Because holding myself to the standard that I was at yesterday might not work today. It just might not work. Like, I might not get any good sleep. My son might, you know, he might not be feeling well or something. So you just never know. And we don't take into account those small little changes that happen to us that affect our moods. But to hold ourselves to a certain standard each and every day is just like, it's detrimental to our mental health and to the relationship that we have with ourselves. But when we allow ourselves to be as we are and conform to that version of ourselves that day, we give ourselves room to just be human. That's what I think. Like, we give ourselves room to be human. And so although self-care tasks are hard and necessary, you know, it's relative. It's all relative to who you are, what you have available to you, what your resources are, where you're at mentally, emotionally, all while you have to learn to love yourself through the different journeys that you're going to take when it comes to yourself and the relationship you have with yourself, honoring yourself. You know, truly honoring yourself is whenever you get a flashback of a version of your past self, you are able to say, yeah, that kind of sucked, but that's just who I was. You know, just recently, I have been kind of beating myself up about not texting a person back. And at the time, I just did not want to text the person back. But today, you know, a week or two later, after there has been distance put between that time and now, you know, I'm just kind of questioning myself. I found that I'm like, girl, why you didn't respond? Or that was just rude. And I had to stop myself. I'm like, I'm being really hard on myself right now. Let me consider who I was 2 weeks ago and what I may have been going through. And let me honor her. What would it be like if I just gave her space to exist and gave this version of myself to exist? And to understand that it's different when you're faced with something right then in the moment and when you've been given time to process things. And so just being able to allow my past self to be who she was and hold respect for her has been monumental in my self-relationship. It has been it has been an amazing piece towards me having peace within myself. And so, yeah, that's all I wanted to talk about. I just kind of wanted to share my additional thoughts to that last episode and some additional thoughts on top of the additional thoughts, okay? Because the additional thoughts just be additional thoughts, and yeah. So, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you did, let me know in the comments. Leave a rating. Also, please follow us on Instagram at The Budget Affair. And y'all are probably wondering, like, where is all of the budget stuff at? You know, I'm going to be honest with y'all. I'm honestly thinking about changing the name again. Just because, you know, I don't know. Like, I thought I was going to talk only about, like, budgeting and stuff. But, golly, it's only so much you can talk about when it comes to money. I mean, as far as I know, I'm not into, you know, investing in stocks and bonds and blah, blah, blah. You know, so, yeah, it's only so much I can talk about. But, anyway, yeah, y'all get the gist. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.